We're back on Wobblers Live. Thanks for staying with us. Back with David and Tim. Very special thanks to K. Carl Smith for joining us. And we'll have a link to his full article on our website today at wobblerslive.com. So, guys, you know, obviously he has the same respect for Frederick Douglass that both of you do. And I have to say, I didn't know much about Frederick Douglass before I started listening to Wall Builders and you guys and reading your books and listening to your tapes and all that stuff. You've always been a fan of Frederick Douglass and brought out a lot of truth from him.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things to bring out. But one thing I did not realize Frederick Douglass and Karl Marx were born in the same year. And that is such a great juxtaposition of those two side by side. You know, how that, as he said, well, Karl Marx talked about oppression, but Frederick Douglass actually lived through oppression, and how they come out with such opposite views. It's amazing. You know, it was interesting, too, in all the things he was talking about, because he talked about what Douglass talked about. And, I just don't remember all the subjects he covered, but he said, you know, Douglass talked about immigration and religion and economics and racism and gun control and oppression, all these other things. You know, that's a lot of fun, because we do that with founding fathers. We take the things that they have talked about and say, well, here's how it applies today. And to be able to go back to a black conservative and by the way, a black conservative Republican, because he was a very outspoken Republican, he serves under four Republican presidents. They appoint him to key positions. And along those four Republican presidents, a Democrat president came in who removed him from office. So he's clearly a Republican. Democrats didn't like him. Republicans did. But he does address all these things that we deal with today. But I thought something that Carl said that was really, really good was that socialism and Jesus Christ cannot coexist. And he made the point that Douglass pointed out that one of the things that oppressors like to do is cut you off from God. That even back in the slave stuff, they wanted to separate you from God. And I thought that's such a great point, because that's what socialism does. It moves towards secularism. It moves away from God. It is certainly not pro-Jesus. And I thought the way he addressed that with Douglass was really good. You know, I thought Carl made a really interesting recommendation about, hey, don't call yourself conservative. Call yourself a Frederick Douglass Republican. It's like you're going to get beat up for calling yourself a conservative, but you're not going to get beat up for saying you're a Frederick Douglass Republican. And even with that, this is really a great opportunity to learn more about history and Constitution and principles, because clearly by the positions he held, Frederick Douglass would be considered a conservative today. Now, he's not going to get beat up. Now, a lot of black conservatives do get beat up, but at this point, Frederick Douglass is not getting beat up. But nonetheless, man, I just listened to Carl and thought this would be a really fun guy to have at a homeschool group, or to have at a Republican group or some conservative club or whatever. I mean, just listening to someone expound on those beliefs and how they apply today and how to articulate them today, this is a really good opportunity to really expand our rhetoric and expand the way we present ourselves and what we believe.
All right, folks, out of time for today. You've been listening to Wall Builders Live with David Barton, Tim Barton, and Rick Green. Our special guest today, K. Carl Smith. And if you want to learn more about Frederick Douglass, there's so many good places that you can go. But one of the things I want to encourage you to watch is American History in Black and White. You can get it right now. It's called Setting the Record Straight. It's at wallbuilders.com. You can read the book or watch the DVD, but there's some really cool stuff in there about our history that, frankly, has been lost and left out on purpose, because there are many people that want to divide us rather than allow for us to be united. I'm so thankful you're listening to Wall Builders Live. Our goal is to bring people together under the principles that made the nation great in the first place, and that's why we constantly bring back that biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective. Thanks so much for listening today. You've been listening to Wall Builders Live. Stand undivided, forever united, fighting hand in hand for the liberty we burn, for glory and honor, for our sons and daughters, ever mindful of the lessons we've learned, let the torch